606, Michael Wright seeks variances from the front yard setback and maximum fence height requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of T-Berry Circle within the T-Berry Woods subdivision. The 911 address is 37744 T-Berry Circle, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR2. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 607. The applicant is requesting a 28-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed shed due to this being a through lot. And they are also requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the maximum 3.5-foot high fence requirement in the front yard setback for approximately 310 feet of fencing. We have 8 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 merit return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Wright, 37656 West Shady Drive, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
First off, I'd like to thank you for your time and appreciate the opportunity to discuss this unique property that I have. We bought the property and we had no idea, and I never even heard, I'm 62 years old, I never even heard of two front yards, two frontages. So we didn't even find this out until after we had the house being developed, because there's a house built on there now. And so we found out that there was two front yards, and the first questions my wife and I asked was to a lot of people, you know, can we have a pool? Can we have a fence? And what was the other one? The pool, the fence,
shed.
And the shed, I'm sorry. And so that was the first things we asked. And, you know, of course, everybody told us, yes, it's not a problem. It's not an issue. And so as I was getting the house built, the owner, the developer, the builder, he says, Mike, you got two front yards here. I said, what? He said, yeah, you have two front. I said, I never knew it. And we're already into it. So this is where we're at now. I'm asking for the variance because I want to have those two things put in, the shed and the pool. And obviously, if you're familiar with Route 54, you know, it's pretty busy during the summertime. And it's pretty busy in the winter, too. But anyhow, so for privacy reasons, we have 3 grandkids. You know, we'd like to definitely make sure that, you know, that's secure for them. And, it's inconsistent. I mean, I'm sorry, it's consistent with what's in the neighborhood, you know. And I don't know if you see the letters she mentioned, all the letters that I've gotten from all the neighbors, because that's the first thing I did to save any time and trouble. I went to all the neighbors and said, hey, do you guys have a problem? You know, and nobody did have a problem with it. So, that's pretty much where we're at. So.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
Will you need homeowner association approval after this?
No, sir. We don't have one in the community.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with it, very familiar with Route 54.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is going to cause any vision issues coming out and going right on 54?
If I can. I found out that also that I have about 7 yards. If you look on here, well, you can't tell here, but I have a basin in the backyard, which is what I call the backyard. It was towards 54. I got a telephone pole and guide wires. And if you look, I don't know if you can tell. If you have this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, all this is in my yard. So the sign is in my yard. So the sign sticks out here. My fence would be a good 5 yards inside of that, plus 7 yards off the property line. So it has no bearing whatsoever on coming out, looking either way, or any of that. Has no bearing whatsoever.
Just a question. I just wanted to confirm there wasn't a safety concern coming off there.
Because, you know, the only thing that 7 yards does for me is makes me have to cut the grass. I can't use it for anything. And like I said, I wouldn't be ignorant enough to put the fence on the outside of the, for one, the sign, the community sign, and then two outside the guy wires and the basin, catch basin there.
54 is very busy traffic-wise with cars, but it's also pedestrian. It's become way more pedestrian.
Yes.
Are you concerned with, is part of this concern for safety?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it all comes into play. Yeah, the safety, the concern for, like I said, our grandkids. We want to have a pool put in the yard, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that come into play with it. But the main thing is the privacy and the safety for our grandkids. And even, you know, even if we have if we get a dog, you know, if you have that 6-foot fence, that's a difference than the, whatever it is, 4.5 or 5 foot, whatever it calls for if you have two frontages. But yeah, and then if you look next door, they have a 5 foot, which is over what the variance is, but they want to go in half with that side. And then do the same thing in her yard, which connects to the 6-foot fence 2 doors down from me. So it's all, I mean, it's, and then if you look in the community, it's all, it's consistent with what I'm asking. Mm-hmm.
That, and you're going to use white vinyl?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Any other questions?
Mr. Sharp, I know that you said this is sort of a different area than what we deal with, but this has no impact as far as the utility line right of way, is it?
I have no idea what their rights are or not. I, you know, some of them have a kind of a clearance area where there's got to be. I have no idea, and I don't, you know, that we would have that answer without diving into it.
Yeah, and see, that would be inside that. My fence would be inside that utility line and the pole.
Yeah, I know. It would come. A lot of times they have even much larger access than just underneath of where the wires are.
Well, that was one thing that I talked to with the builder, which is Bunning. I don't know if you're familiar with Bunning. And I was told that that's has no bearing at all whatsoever.
Right.
I think the point probably Mr. Hastings is saying is that if the board were to approve that, you know, it has no bearing on the pole, you know, the electric company's easement rights. So
right.
I mean, they may, you know, if the board even were to approve it, they may say, hey, that's got to go. So, you know, we don't have any authority or jurisdiction over that.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I mean,
I don't expect you to. It's more of a FYI.
I know if you look down 54, you can see them poles right on down the line, right where, you know, within 5 to 7, 10 foot from the other fences. What is kind of strange is if you look, my pole is probably about 3 foot in towards my yard compared to the rest of them. But the fences, you can see, are still runs along that line, you know.
Dr. Carson, it's on the, probably because it's on the corner there, and if it got too close to the road, you could have visibility issues looking down 54.
Well, it doesn't affect it. I can guarantee it has nothing to do with it. The community sign. The community sign is going to be like 5 foot inside of my fence is going to be 5 foot inside of the community sign. So the community sign, if you can pull it up, you see it here? Mm-hmm. My fence is going to be catty corner on the inside of that, which has no bearing whatsoever for the view. You don't look down either way of the street until you get past the sign.
Is where those construction silt fencing is that a rough approximation where your fence would be?
Probably close to it. Maybe maybe about 3 or 4 yards out further.
3 or 4 yards or 3 or 4 feet?
3 or 4 feet out further.
Big difference.
Yeah, exactly. You got that. Sorry. Yeah, but yeah, and you don't even look down the street till you get past that sign. So, because that's what some of the neighbors asked. I said, no, I would never put the fence on it. Why would I impair my own self, much less neighbors? You know, I wouldn't do that.
If I may, one question that I have is regarding the shed. Do you know the size of that shed?
Yeah, it would be a 10 by 10.
And is there a reason why that shed couldn't be closer or further away from Route 54?
There's no other place to put it. They put in a gas tank on the opposite side there. So probably another 15 foot or 20 feet up, they got it buried in the ground.
So that would be between the house and 54?
What are you talking about? The shed or
the gas tank?
No, it's on the right side. It's on the east side, and it's in between the house and the neighbor's yard, which is within 15 feet on both sides. And I want to have a pool put in here on this side. See? So I have no other place to put the shed. And if you see, the neighbor has trees back over there, which completely blocks that off on that side anyhow, which the shed would be on the inside of that, in line where those trees are. So really coming from the east to west, you wouldn't even see the shed coming from that way. The only way you would see the shed is if you're going east.
You have it inside your fence line?
Yes, sir. So I would be, my fence is going to be 7 feet from the property line, okay? The shed's going to be 5 feet inside of that. So that's 12 feet inside the property line where the shed would be. And it would be 5 feet off of my neighbor's property.
Sir. Your lot 17, your neighbor, are they supporting your application?
Yes. They don't live there. She just comes every once in a while. I haven't met her yet, but I've talked to her on the phone. And the first thing she said was, hey, I'll go in half with whatever you do. And then she wants to run her white vinyl down 54 side also. Everybody's been really approval of it. Every neighbor I talked to.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present that is in favor of this application? We have
put your hand
one in favor. Would you like to speak?
I just would like
to. If you speak, you're going to have to come up and be sworn in.
My name?
Yes, can you state your name and address for the record?
Oh, Cheryl Wright, 37, what is it? 37656 West Shady Drive, Shelbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So another reason is because we want to get the pole put in before we have to get the sod and everything. And then if we do get a pole, we need the privacy fence for our children, our grandkids. And the shed is for the bicycles and the lawnmowers and whatever else, all the kids' toys we have, because they come down with us all summer. We have a place already in across the street in Shady Park. So that was our beach house for like 14 years. And then we decided we're retirement age, and that's when we bought that. But honestly, we didn't even, it's a unique lot. And we didn't know there was like 42 trees on there, and Ron Gray owned it, and he didn't even know that it was all that stuff. So that's why we really want to get the fence put up. And if you see, the poles are really, like 5 feet in. I sent other pictures, so I don't know if you can see all the way down.
I don't think you can tell. Can you tell that them poles are...
I don't know. Can you see that right
there?
So you can see where the stakes are. That goes all the way up. So that's really far. And the fence where that little sign is, that black sign, that's where we would really start to put the fence there. So it's really far from the road.
Yeah.
You know, because we didn't even know that that was all there. And then all the way down, there's house. You know, there's fences all the way down the road, and then there's front yards, and then there's fences, because I sent a lot of pictures in.
See, can somebody explain to me, and I guess...
And it's been a long time. It's old. It's an old lot, so that's years and years ago. I guess they made it 2 front yards, because we were like, what?
Is that how that happened? With the... How do you get 2 front yards? Does anybody...
And there's a lot of sheds all the way down the road. Sorry.
It is because you front on a street and a county road creates a through lot with the county code, since the code began.
I don't know.
So
really the main concern is our pool. We want to put the pool. We couldn't put the pool in the backyard because of the 2 front yards. So we were putting it on the side, and we really want to keep it private, because if you put a 3-foot fence, you can still see everything. You know, so we kind of keep it on a private with our 3 grandkids and whoever else comes down. So that's all.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there is no one online.
There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12606 for Mr. Michael Wright. The property has unique physical conditions, being it's a through lot. Variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of adjacent property. Variance represents the minimum to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hasty?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Worf?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12606 has been approved.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
So then we can just go get this.
Yeah.
Any additional business?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Are you calling us?
Oh, no. Sorry. We do not have to have an October 4th meeting. We're going to move everything to October 18th.
Okay.
So you'll get the night off. And we will be here next week.
I wanted to say that I will not be here next week. I'll be out of state. My apologies. If it's been produced, if the calendar for 2022 has been done, if that could be.
It has not been approved yet.
Okay.
We're working on it right now, but it's not been approved.
That would be great if that could get out for future calendars. And I want to reiterate my position about 2 front yards. So if there is a ordinance or a process that we need to go through to do this, I agree with the applicant. I think we should make a decision about what a front yard is, because there's a penalty, there's a double penalty on the setback for the applicant.
I agree.
So that's all I have. Thank you.
Anything else?
And you have 2 front doors.
Do we have an update on a video policy, or is anybody working on that?
Ms. Norwood, do you have any idea on that? I know there have been some discussions last month, but I don't know where it stands, because
sure
I know it's something that's being worked on, because it's...
And it may, I don't know if it could come into play with the electronic document management system they're working on.
Yeah, I know Mr. White hasn't indicated that was coming
into play. I think that's just getting finalized.
So.
And you said that will be approved by the county council, right?
Yeah, I know there's an electronic system they're working on, and I think if I had to guess, once we kind of have an understanding of that, then we can start looking at whatever policies, because I would think it would probably need to be consistent between the board and the commission and council, though I do know that the commission has some stronger rules as far as when submissions are in. They have to have so far in advance, because they're usually large plats and binders and things like that, so they don't want to get that dropped on the night of.
Well, we don't have this. I mean, if opposition brings that, it's the same. Yeah. It could turn up the same.
Sure, sure. So I think we're trying to look for something consistent. Yeah. So it is on our radar. It has not been forgotten.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.